Aaron Hernandez prison suicide.
He was pronounced dead around 4 o'clock this morning.
Shot and killed because of their race.
This was motivated based on hate.
Georgia political battle.
This is already a victory for the ages.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
Open receiver running, Hernandez.
A man who made his name as an NFL star, then as a convicted killer, is now dead. Former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez died overnight in a Massachusetts prison where he was serving a life sentence. Officials say it was suicide. He used a bedsheet. It comes just days after he was found not guilty in another murder case. WBZ Radio's Carl Stevens.
Shortly after 3 o'clock this morning, Aaron Hernandez was discovered hanged in his prison cell. His suicide raises many questions, and veteran defense attorney Phil Tracy says some of the murky answers lie in the mind of the former New England Patriot.
Mental health issues were something that had to be considered at all times in this case, because how would somebody who had so much going for them return to a life of gangsterism?
It was that gangsterism that left him all alone in a prison cell, a convicted killer taking a final life. Carl Stevens, CBS News, Boston.
Well, now to California and the killings yesterday in Fresno. CBS's Steve Futterman says the suspect shouted in Arabic when he was arrested, but it's not believed to be a case of terrorism. Instead, racial hatred.
Investigators believe they know the basic motive for the killings.
He provided some very specific detailed information.
Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer says Corey Ali Mohammed is talking.
Our detectives believe this was motivated based on hate and not based on any type of terrorist act.
The 39-year-old Mohammed is accused of killing four people, including a motel security guard last week. On internet postings, Mohammed expressed hatred toward white people.
Authorities say they still have work to do in the case of the Facebook killer. 37-year-old Steve Stevens was ordering nuggets and fries when McDonald's employees in Erie, Pennsylvania called for help. He took his own life after a brief chase. CBS's Dean Reynolds says he was wanted for the shooting death he posted online on Easter.
Police have no idea how long Stevens may have been in the Erie area or actually where he was in the 2 days before they caught up to him. An autopsy on his body is expected to be performed later today.
Well, just after midnight when the results were in, President Trump took credit in a tweet for helping prevent an outright Democratic win in the battle for a House seat in Georgia. But Democrats are energized in Georgia's 6th district after John Ossoff got 48% of the vote in a combined ballot that featured 11 Republicans.
We have defied the odds. We have shattered expectations.
CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Both sides are declaring victory this morning. Democrats say they nearly nabbed what should be a safe GOP seat, while Republicans point out that they held off Ossoff despite his $8 million war chest, forcing him into a runoff now where he won't have the benefit of 11 Republican candidates all splitting the Republican vote.
It'll be against Karen Handel, the top GOP vote-getter. New questions surround Ivanka Trump, the first daughter and now presidential advisor. Her company received several trademark approvals from China on the same day she and her father had dinner with the country's president, paving the way for sales of Ivanka jewelry and bags. CBS's Jan Crawford.
There is no evidence that trademarks are part of any quid pro quo, but the potential for a conflict of interest is there, according to George W. Bush's former chief ethics lawyer.
Because our Constitution prohibits a United States government office holder from accepting presents from foreign governments.
CBS News has learned Ivanka Trump's company filed at least 8 trademark applications in China last year.
Well, President Trump has said undocumented immigrants brought to this country as children would not be targeted in his immigration crackdown, but one who has been deported to Mexico is now suing. Live to White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
It's not a clear-cut case. Juan Manuel Montes, in the U.S. since he was 9, tells USA Today he was hanging out in the California border town of Calexico when a border agent approached. Montes says he'd forgotten his wallet and DACA card and was immediately taken to Mexico. He climbed a wall back into the U.S., was arrested and sent back again. Customs and Border Protection says it has no record of Montes renewing his deferred action status that had expired in 2015. And the agency points out he has a record, a conviction for theft. DNC Chair Tom Perez says the case shows the president was lying when he said dreamers shouldn't worry. Steve?
Former President George H.W. Bush has been in a Houston hospital for the last 5 days. His spokesman says he's being treated for a mild case of pneumonia. Mr. Bush is 92. Reports indicate the end could be near for Bill O'Reilly on Fox News. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Caution. You are about to enter
Multiple reports this hour that O'Reilly is about to exit the zone he's occupied for 2 decades. The show's lost dozens of advertisers since revelations about multi-million-dollar sexual harassment payouts a year after the departure of O'Reilly's boss Roger Ailes under similar circumstances led to a zero-tolerance policy pledge from Fox.
The success of Fox News was in large part built on the shoulders of Bill O'Reilly.
Variety's Cynthia Littleton says O'Reilly helped make billions for Rupert Murdoch's company. Any parting, painful for both parties. Steve?
Well, now to Alabama, where state lawmakers are considering a bill to allow a church to create its own police force. CBS's David Begno is covering.
In the buckle of the Bible Belt, Briarwood Presbyterian is a small community with a daycare center, a seminary, and a school. It is a megachurch serving 8,000 people a day. The bill would authorize Briarwood to establish its own independent, fully empowered police force. Attorney and Briarwood Church member Eric Johnston drafted it.
Why do you need this?
Things have happened in other places, and we want to provide a secure environment.
Why not hire some off-duty cops?
Well, we do hire off-duty cops, and they do fill in here and there, but it's inconsistent. It's different people.
Those officers would operate only on church property, and if you wanted to file a complaint against the officers, you'd have to report to the church, because they would be reporting to the church.
There's new music from Prince.
This is not religion.
A 6-song Prince EP called Deliverance will be out Friday, a day after the anniversary of his death. Tonight, a New York City landmark will be lit up like never before.
From Harper's Bazaar to the expanse of the Empire State Building, 150 cover images, including Audrey Hepburn and Lauren Bacall, will be projected onto 42 floors of the North Facade.
It will be the greatest light show and the greatest fashion show that New York has ever seen.
Harper's editor-in-chief Glenda Bailey on her choice for marking the magazine's 150th anniversary.
I wanted it to be iconic, and I wanted to be able to give back to the city that Bazaar has always been associated with.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
The state school board in Louisiana was poised to ban dodgeball and other target games, but in the end, it turned down recommendations from a committee which suggested the games promoted bullying. Others said those games helped students enjoy phys ed. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.